talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
The time of the show when we focus on a small business in the Hamilton area. And it's funny, this started as restaurants and the hospitality. Then it kind of moved to retailer and retail and such, and all these various businesses that have changed and started up and then sort of taken on an artist flair. So it's really amazing how large and broad this has become, and how many interesting aspects there are to this city and the way people work and make a living and create businesses over the course of a global pandemic. Forge to Fossil and artist Melissa Mulder, who works with plaster, flora, and fauna to create intricate impressionist landscapes in clay. The process has been used to create large works and even ornamental ornaments, or even ornaments for your tree. Melissa Mulder is with us, Hamilton artist, Forge to Fossil. You can visit her online at forgetofossil.com to schedule your studio appointment. She is with us now. Melissa, thanks for the time. I hope you're well.
Hi, thank you. Yes, I am well. Very busy, but very well.
Good for you. We'll come back to that. I was just on your website. This is fascinating stuff. How did you get into this? Well, first of all, explain to everybody what it is, and then we'll go back.
Okay. All right. So for many years, I've worked with flowers, and when I eventually decided to part from flowers, I just couldn't really leave them behind. And so I started doing bath relief, which is a shallow relief cast in plaster. So the simple technique of laying down and impressing flowers or rocks or twigs or even paw prints, as you can see on my website, dog paw prints, into clay. And then I take those things out or off and frame up the relief that's left behind, or the impression that's left behind. And in that frame, I pour plaster, and that becomes my canvas, so to speak. So sometimes it's left natural. I have a lot of clients that really love the natural look and just, you know, letting the shadows across the day cast to make the art come alive. And then other people really love to have that fresco element, that fresco secco element, where the plaster is then painted with mineral watercolors and enhanced and then sealed. So that's basically the process.
So how did you discover this? How did you get into this?
I stumbled upon it many years ago when I was at Sheridan College for art. We had an artist come in and they had shown us that technique. I went on later to do floral design in my career and went to Holland and such, and always sort of kept it in the back of my mind because it was such a really interesting technique. And then, like I said, when I left the floral industry, I couldn't get it out of my mind. And so a couple years ago, I started doing it, and you know, just for myself and for friends and for family. And now, yeah, the adventure begins with working outside of that that group. So yeah, that's
How well known is this technique? Is it popular? Is it well known?
I do believe it's gaining popularity. I've mentioned it to a few people, and they do know that that it exists out there. It's a very simple technique. Like, casting has been around for years and years, right? Yeah, this is just, I guess, a little bit more refined art form of it.
I love the piece that you've done over the fireplace. It actually is the shape of the chimney. How much customized stuff do you do? Because many of us think that, you know, when you buy art, an artist is in their studio, they're creating their work, and then you purchase it. But there's a lot of work that you do custom for people, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can pretty much, as long as I can frame it, I can pretty much, cover any sort of space. So in this that particular case that you're speaking about on the website, we had particular parameters we wanted to work in. And so we measured out on paper what we were going to do, framed it up, and it worked out really well. So yeah, it's very, very flexible because, it's a liquid turned solid. So we can basically create any sort of shape that we want.
So how long have you been doing this now, Melissa?
I've been doing it for 3 years.
So relatively new, and just prior to a pandemic, mind you, with this sort of stuff and the artists that we've talked to and that have been working online, it really hasn't cramped their style in any way. How has it been for you doing this through a pandemic?
pandemic was kind of fun. Not really. But I did have some works in a studio, actually a floral shop and studio in Etobicoke. And we had just set it up and had brought everything out there. And then probably within the week, the studio closed up their shop. Not for good. They were just not letting people in. The business is doing fantastic. But they still, it's a smaller place. And it, to experience this sort of thing, this kind of art, it's very tactile. And it's really best seen in person. I've done a few videos on Instagram, you know, sort of showing the works and the angles, but it really emerges. It's a shallow relief. So these pieces emerge from the plaster. And it's, camera doesn't catch it just the way real life does. So it's one of the things I'm very excited. I hope that we can, you know, get in somewhere where we can display it so that people can actually see it and touch it and kind of understand it a little bit more. We'll see.
ForgeToFossil.com. That's Forge to Fossil, all one word, ForgeToFossil.com. Melissa Mulder with us, Hamilton artist, and you can visit her online at ForgeToFossil.com to schedule your appointment. Melissa, good luck with all this moving forward.
Thanks so much, Scott.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.